CliffCentral.com.
Mubs, it's time for your next surprise. Okay. Are you ready to go?
This is so romantic.
I know, there's so much happening.
I am very ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get Mabale's special birthday surprise underway. And action. Strippers. We brought in strippers for you, Mabale. Yes.
I am... we stopped? Okay. I am caressing...
She's holding the microphone like a scared child.
And abs. Oh, thank you, guys.
Wow.
Wow.
Now...
Sure.
What happens now, Mubs? Are you going to get a lap dance?
I mean, yes.
Why are you asking her like she's going to say in this?
I think at the very least that...
All right, gentlemen, why don't you raise Mabale up on your shoulders?
Oh, I'm very heavy.
Oh, please.
Oh, my gosh.
Weighs all of like 60 kilos. Outrageous. Look at her. Mabale and strippers. This is great. There we go. Happy birthday. All right. This is very, very nice. Thank you, gents. You can you can put Mabale down. I don't want her broken.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, now you've got it all. You got the strippers. You got the champagne. You got the cake.
Yes. You know.
Very nice. Thank you, gents.
I do believe it was a doctor that said a glass of wine a day.
Oh well. Did they mention that you should have strippers every day?
Well, I mean, I would like to say to all doctors that they should maybe consider changing that saying.
Wow.
A couple of strippers a day keeps the doctor away.
We're having a very exciting morning. Gents, you guys, where are you from, and where can all the other ladies see you?
From Teasers.
Teasers.
Yes. Teasers,
yeah.
Teasers, okay. In Rivonia.
Okay, yeah. Now, what sort of clientele do you pull in there? Are there decent women like Mabale, or is it all just... very excited sluts.
Well, we get all different kinds of women there.
Okay.
We get conservative, you know, first timers.
Sure, and you have to be gentle and easy into it.
Easy into it, yeah.
Sure.
And we also do get our wild types as well.
What are your names?
I'm Johnny.
I'm Derek.
Okay, and you two work there every night, or is it only...
No, we open on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And is the money good?
It's relatively alright. Yeah.
What do you pay for a lap dance if you're Mabale Moloi who's going there for your birthday?
$600.
Oh.
R600.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And then we get a private booth, a one-on-one.
Ah, now what happens in the one-on-one?
We dance.
Passionately.
How much do you reveal? Do you take everything off?
Yes.
Yes, we do. If, like I said, we request, it depends on what the, you know, we ask the client for. If it's first-time clients, we won't go full Monty.
Okay.
But, you know, if the clients have been there a couple more times, then we'll ask, you know, would you like us to take everything off?
Now,
and we'll take everything.
You would have to be in good shape to do this, which clearly you two are.
Yes.
Now, do you spend a lot of time in the gym? What kind of daily routine do you have? Because this is obviously not your full-time job. This is not the only thing you do, right?
Well, for me it is at the moment.
Oh, it is.
Basically, it's a full-time job because, like I said, the days we're not working is you know, we're training, eating right, we're catching up on the sleep, because on the weekends most of the time we don't get much sleep. We're working from.
What's your busiest night?
Will be Fridays and Saturdays.
Fridays and Saturdays
on the weekends.
Right. And now there's a long weekend coming up. Does that mean you'll be open on Thursday as well?
I don't.
Only if you've got bookings. If you phone in and if there's enough bookings, if you have enough people coming in, then we would open up on a Thursday. We can.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, I'm just making my booking.
She's actually online right now trying to book in. So is this fun work?
Yeah, it's relatively right. It's nice because people actually come there for entertainment. So to give the entertainment that they're expecting is very nice. You know what I mean? Because if people come there just looking around, not
but
really
wanting to
have
fun. But, I mean, are you allowed to have fun on the job? Like, can you have a drink?
Yeah, we can have a drink or two. You just can't be, you know.
You're not going to get drunk.
You have to still be capable of doing the job.
But you need to have fun, otherwise your clients aren't going to have any fun.
Yeah, we have fun together with them.
And you met some beautiful women?
Yeah. So there's a lot of gorgeous women coming in.
There's a lot of women coming in.
Bachelorette parties?
Bachelorette parties, that's quite a big range as well.
That's quite a big amount of our clientele is.
Okay, now, I don't expect you to name names or to spoil anybody's fun, but some of these women must be very badly behaved.
So some of them are.
Some are, yeah.
Some are, not all of them.
What's the worst thing that they try to do?
I don't know if you can mention that.
Yes, you can.
Oh, well, they try to grab your cock a lot of the time. They try to, you know what I mean? They'll
right.
try to
I've had my
rip
nipple
it right off.
Yeah, something like that. Or, you know, we all do have the scratches and the biters. Yeah. We also have a couple of those coming in. Okay. But it's not majority of them. A lot of the majority of them are well behaved.
Sorry, hang a second. The biters. Have you lost your sense of any decency by coming and biting people in public? Can you imagine you having so much fun
that you need to bite someone?
Trust me, I get like at least once or twice a night my nipple gets bitten all the time. Oh. And I don't know why. It's always the nipples. I always tell them, why are the nipples? I don't know what porn you guys tend to watch. Well, the porn that I watch.
There's no biting of nipples.
There's no biting of nipples, really. Maybe for women, but not for the guys. I always get my nipples. I'm like, okay.
How old is the oldest woman who's been in to watch you dance?
87.
Jesus. Whoa. Do you have to be extra careful?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't catered for so old.
She was actually quite strong, I must admit.
Strong, really?
Yeah.
Did you have to hold a drip in one hand and then in the other hand you guided her hand?
And the youngest then obviously is around 18 because you 20, weren't
21.
21. 21. Yeah, we don't allow younger than 21, yeah.
Okay. Very nice. The largest group of women?
Oh, we've got a large group. Sometimes we had a group of 50 women in there.
Jeez.
That I know of.
That must have been something.
I've seen a group of 200 and odd.
Wow.
That was
the Gupta wedding, wasn't it? 200 odd. The busiest nights you have, are you just non-stop doing
a lot of the time, yeah. We've got dance after dance after dance.
Summertime is like that, yeah.
Do you have different rates, or do all the guys charge
the same? No, all the guys don't charge the same.
Yeah, it's across the board the same price, so.
Do you actually like each other? Is there a competition?
No, we generally get well together as a group.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nobody takes work from anywhere else. Everybody, it's because it's a client's preference.
Yeah.
You know, you walk in, I like
so the client
like
chooses you.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So we all work together well as a team. We give a full experience. You know?
What happens if a guy is out of shape? Like he starts off there and he's fine. You know, he's in good shape. But then he starts to get fat and he starts to become lazy.
Well, generally,
do the rest of you chase him out?
No.
There's a head dancer that will actually try and help him
get back in. But generally, what happens a lot of the time is if you're not good in shape, you're not going to get picked a lot of the time anymore. Yeah. So you'll work yourself out. So the way to stay in there, you have to.
Yeah. A woman that's
it's very competitive.
There's not even like a dad bod niche.
No, Ben. Some women like a little bit bigger guys, you know, a little bit skinnier guys, but all of us stay relatively, you know what I mean, in well shape. Yeah. A little bit bigger, a little bit smaller, but most of us are relatively lean.
No six pack, no chance, huh?
Are there any guys who've been working for years and years and years?
Yes, we do. We've got a couple of guys. Actually, Derek over here has been working
15 years.
Yes, sir, Derek, you must know everything there is to know about this business.
I train most of the guys that come in there.
Okay.
I was actually trained by Derek as well myself.
But after 15 years, do you like Donna Summer songs yet?
What's the best song to do a dance to?
Sugar on Me.
Yeah, I'll pour some sugar on me.
Def Leppard.
Yeah.
So when people, a lot of these women come in, they obviously think it's like a Magic Mike situation.
Yeah, there's also the Magic Mike as well. Also that original song also definitely goes well.
Right, yeah.
But me, like a lot of the older dancers, all have our like, you know, you have your cowboy, you have your policeman, you have your fireman. So everybody's got their type of, you know, routine that they do. I generally do more like the more modern type. Like I'll use more upbeat music.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't want to use like 70s disco.
No,
we actually have people that dance 70s disco.
We don't want to all be the same.
This guy is the unique little thing that they do.
Yeah. You don't want three cowboys coming in a row on stage.
All right,
you
know? So what everybody you say has the unique thing. So what is your unique thing, Derek? What's yours and then what's yours, Johnny?
I set my member on fire.
Jesus.
With what? What do you use?
Benzene.
You use?
Benzene.
Benzene, and have you ever had a terrible accident and burnt it to a crisp?
No.
No. No scars?
No.
Do you bandage it and then set? I mean,
no.
I feel like I'm missing a few steps here.
Obviously, you can't have any hair that would catch fire, right?
There's method to my madness, though. If I do a terrible show at night, if it's just not my night, nobody's going to remember that I did a terrible show if they see me set.
Because they'll see you set your balls on fire.
Yes.
You say that you have to be clean shaven for this, obviously, otherwise your balls will catch fire and then you won't be able to put it out. I saw a video the other day of some girl with a candle and she was holding the candle and she dripped the candle wax on her in a seductive way. But then some flame went with it and set the whole bush on fire.
No.
She was putting it out. It was very, very funny.
Gone horribly wrong.
Do you ever, are you concerned about the size of your penis because you have to show this off to people?
Generally, a lot of the guys there are not
small.
Yeah, so.
Is it a prerequisite? I mean, do you have to go for like a screening where they say,
Not really.
But like I said, a lot of the time you won't make it if you don't get chosen very often, because people come back and they'll remember you. They'll remember that's the guy with the big cock, or that guy's got a
tiny
penis.
And then they won't come back for more.
Yeah.
Now, is it important in this situation that you're very confident about being able to be completely naked around people?
Yeah, confidence is a very big part.
It's basically the key.
How do you develop that confidence? How do you get better at it? I mean, how did you even start doing this?
Just convince yourself. Convince yourself. You have to love yourself as well.
Yes.
I mean, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and think, I look the best. I'm the best there. I'm the best what it is. Get on stage and everybody's loving you and looking at you. And you know what I mean? They come in there to see you.
Is it difficult to have relationships when you do this for a job?
Well, actually, depends on the person, I guess. It definitely makes it harder. But me, I'm in a relationship at the moment.
You are?
Yeah, 5 years. I'm 5 years in a relationship. Yeah.
And what does she think of this?
She's actually very, very nice about it.
In the 15 years I've trained dancers, I've never seen a relationship actually as well.
Wow.
Yeah,
did you meet her a long time before you started thinking about any of this?
I was with her. I've only been doing this for about a year and a half.
Okay.
So I was with her before this, and then I came into her, you know.
Does she ever pop in and surprise you at work?
No, she actually comes most of the night. She comes to work and she watches me every night.
And no jealousy when other girls are
at all. She actually likes it that the other woman loves me, because she loves it that she can take me home every night. Huh. And she's with me every night, basically.
All right, you two. Well, listen, best of luck to you. Thank you for popping by for my Bali.
Thank you very much.
And there we go. If you want to see these gents, you can see them at Tease Hers. Very nice.
Thanks for having us, guys.
See, we're very conveniently located, Mubs. Quite close to that, to Tease Hers.
Yes.
We're quite close to various other dancing establishments.
Right,
And the Chinese shops.
Listen, prime real estate is where we are, essentially.
All right, thank you very much, guys. Pleasure to have you here. There we go.
Thanks, guys.
A little bit of birthday fun for Mubs. CliffCentral.com.